Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
MFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm.
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm. Sound the general alarm. Off to the deck.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
the slide, and I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to make you?
Yeah. WMFO and Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I am Chris, and this is Strike the Box, back after a week off, playing anything and everything. We started this week's show out with the Spackles. You may remember them. Most of the band members was from a bunch of jerks. I'll get this right. I think I need some more coffee. Yes, we started out with a brand new single by the Spackles with Happy to See You off of Rumbar Records. Followed it up with the Beatles with Helter Skelter from the White Album, 1968. And brand new from the Cold Expectation, Trenchcoats, off of their new LP that's going to be released on Red on Red Records. The LP is called Static Reactions. And a big thank you to Justine for sending that over. Hey, this Saturday, if you want to see the Spackles, you got to go to Waltham at the French Club in Waltham. It's going to be an event for Jay Allen. It's called Holy Crap, I'm Turning 60. And actually, it's not Holy Crap, it's something else, but I can't say it on the radio. It's an event that will be a charity event supporting the Jimmy Fund and Smile Train. They also sponsored by Red on Red Records to help defray the cost of the room. You will see Justine and the Unclean, Tom Baker's Double Down, Muck and the Myers, Stop Calling Me Frank, The Shanghai Lows, The Spackles, Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals, Spiller, The Dogmatics, and Quest for Tuna. So please, check that out. Now, to some new music by Libraries with Hickeys. I hope.
Some time alone. You promised me that you would. Oh, Blücher.
Steady! How do you do? I am Dr. Frankenstein. This is my assistant, Inga. May I present Frau Blücher?
We'll be right back.
Josie Cotton with Cold War Spy. It's a single that she released back in, hold on a second, I had it here a second ago, 2019 off Kit and Robot Records. A-side was Ukrainian Cowboy. You can now find it on a compilation, Rodney Bingenheimer's Presents Rodney on the Rocks, Volume 4, with a bunch of cool artists. Rodney Bingenheimer you can find on the Underground Garage. And if you are familiar with West Coast Radio, then you definitely know who Rodney is. We started things off with the Librarians with Hickeys. I believe it's a new single, although the album was released in 2022, but the single's called Can't Wait Till Summer. Hand Claps and Tambourines is the name of the album from Big Star Records. My mouth is not working today, blah, 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 blah. The lyrics from 1965 with They Can't Hurt Me. It's off of my compilation Back from the Grave, Volumes 1 and 2. Originally released on ERA Records, the single was. It was a B-side. Forget what the A-side was, because I had it up here a second ago and I clicked off it. Dropkick Murphys with Shipping Up to Boston from the Departed soundtrack. Today is opening day at Fenway Park. Hopefully, if you are going, you are bundling up because it's a little chilly. Some Ramones. Pam wanted to hear I Want to Be Sedated. That's off the Road to Ruin LP, 1978. And as I said, we finished up with some Josie Cotton with Cold War Spy. And I got some new music coming up from X-Men. Next. If I can do this right. Okay.
Hey, hey. jettison the following audio avalanche of lamb charge boogaloo and topless strip ear gyration. It's absolutely different. You'll hate yourself if you miss it. Bodier than Tobacco Road and earthier than God's Little Acre. Music of antisocial significance in scintillating stereo. You'll wince. You'll shudder. It will live in your memory forever.
Our Lady of Spain on guitar, Pinky Trippmeyer on bass, Rock Block on the skins, yeah.
Thank you. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Brand new music from Kate Redgate. Fools, Drunks, and Liars is the name of the single. You can get it off of Rumbaugh Records. Please check that out. Just go to Bandcamp, Rumbaugh Records, and you will find Kate Redgate. We started off with some new music from Drew Ekman of X-Men with Angel, single that he sent to me over the week. I have a ton of new music that I'm trying to squeeze in this week. Last 2 weeks, I just got inundated with some new music, which was really good, and I'm trying to play as much as I can, but I don't want to oversaturate with all new music because it is freeform radio. We followed it up with some J.G. Jackson and the Jackals with Uma Liddy, single off the Storm label back in 1961. I have it on my Born Bad Volume 6 compilation. The Cramps with Confession of a Psycho Cat, released originally back in 1997 off of Big Beat from Badsville. I have it on another compilation, Real Real Rock and Roll, Caligula's Frat Party 2011, that I got from Bill Kelly and WFMU. Ali wanted to hear some Pink Floyd, so I played Arnold Lang from a single released back in 1967 that you can get on the Works LP now. And I think Ali wanted to hear something later by Pink Floyd, but I told him the other day I would play something from way back, which I did. As I said, we finished with some Kate Redgate. I know Trish has been waiting for me to do a public service announcement, so if you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, you are not alone. Well, no, actually, it doesn't say that. But for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pains and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. It affects more than 1 million Americans, and most of them haven't even been diagnosed. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, and get help. Public service announcement from your CDC and your friends here at WMFO. I have more new music coming up. Who had I? Hold on. Got the Autoramas coming up next.
My Victoria. Built with factuated.